This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
U.S. Chris Barnes. Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden saying President Trump should leave office now, even before Americans vote in November. During a CNN town hall last night, the Democratic presidential nominee said Trump should step down because of his poor response to the coronavirus pandemic, saying that Trump cares more about the stock market and winning re-election than he does about Americans' health. Meanwhile, Trump was at a rally of his own in Wisconsin, saying of Biden,
"He's been there for 47 years. He didn't do a thing. Now all of a sudden, in years where he was never considered smart, but now he's really not considered smart, and now all of a sudden he's going to do what he never did in 47 years.
What was Hurricane Sally heading off the East Coast now? At least two storm deaths are reported from it in Alabama and Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention rolling out what a national vaccine program would look like once a COVID-19 vaccine is ready for distribution. The plan calling for three phases of vaccinations, the first phase focusing on the elderly, medical professionals, and people with existing medical conditions. Phase two would focus on essential workers. The third and final phase will be for the general public. President Trump says a possible COVID-19 vaccine could come within the next few weeks. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Robert Redfield says even when there is a vaccine, which he says could take considerably longer, it will more than likely not be available to the general public until next summer. The Jewish High Holy Days happening under lockdown in Israel. A three-week lockdown begins today as Rosh Hashanah starts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Federal investigators still have not determined what caused a deadly boat fire off the coast of Southern California a year ago. The NTSB releasing documents yesterday from the tragic incident that left 34 people dead. It states nothing was recovered that could be pointed out as an ignition source of that September fire. Only five people, all crew members, managed to escape, and the 75-foot diving boat went down near Santa Cruz Island. The agency will be holding a public hearing next month to announce further findings and recommendations. Virginia is the latest state to reject rapper Kanye West's attempts to make it to the November ballot for the White House. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from West upholding a lower court ruling that rejected his ballot application because he failed to meet a requirement that at least 13 people pledge their support for his campaign. The matter went to court after the state elections officials said numerous people who had signed papers supporting West's bid later said they were misled about what they were signing. And it's the 50th anniversary of the death of Jimi Hendrix. The guitar legend died of an accident accidental drug overdose on September 18, 1970. Some concerts previously unreleased from 1970 can be heard in a new documentary that's coming out this November. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Ready or not, here we come. Bill Martinez, good to have you with us. And it's great to have the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, joins us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. A little concerned about the future of our country and the way kids are growing up today, especially in the schools and other places. So things we're going to talk about. But
yeah, I'll tell you, speaking of which, you want to jump right into this real quick on the schools. But before we do, I wanted to get your read on the decision here with Breonna Taylor. You and I have been talking, I guess, it seems forever about these no-knock raids that have happened. And, of course, this is the worst of the worst that could happen with, you know, what happened with Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, a young girl who was holding a BB gun got shot by police. I think I've seen a lot more of that. There was that young fellow who was running from the police in the park a couple of years ago. He was 16, got shot in the back. But as it converges into the schools and what we're seeing, I mean, I'm really concerned right now. I think that parents, if I was a parent today, I had five children. They all went to Christian schools. And the amazing thing was no police, none of that. I could just drive up in the middle of the day and talk to one of the teachers and stuff like that, you know. In some places now, I mean, they restrict how parents can enter the school. So it's, we've changed, the environment's changed to where it's like, you know, we're in a huge bureaucracy. But and the kids, to me, I'm seeing coming out of schools today up here, they're frightened, a lot of them, when you talk to them. I did a I helped teach a college course Monday on the First Amendment to the students there. They were college students, and they were so timid and afraid to ask questions and things like that. And I'm going, in my day, we would have been asking all kinds of questions.
Exactly.
Debating. But they're afraid now, and they're nervous. And I can see why, actually, Breonna Taylor, this Isaiah Elliott case we're going to talk about, all the other cases we've been working on. I mean, we had a case up in New Jersey where these kindergartners, five kindergartners, were running around the playground set with their fingers going, pow, pow. Mm-hmm. The school round the kids up, called them in, then called police officers in who were armed.
Yeah.
And they were, the police officers weren't very friendly. The kids were weeping. And one of the little kids who said he wanted to grow up to be a policeman said he didn't want to be a policeman anymore. Every time he saw a police car go by, he started crying. So that's, it's traumatic to the children today. And what it's leading and what it's building up to is a society that's going to be very easily controlled. All you're going to have someone in a uniform. And flashback into history, folks. We've seen former regimes where people were frightened to death of so-called government officials, and we, you know, we're paying all this tax money for them to get their gear and all this and that, and the teachers in the schools, and they're not.
Yeah, who's conditioning us, John, and why?
I think, well, be honest with you, It's the school system right now is they're doing away. They don't teach the Bill of Rights anymore. They're in, go back to conditioning. I think that they are government schools. Let's put it that way. And I'm encouraging people that if your school is operating like the kind of schools we're talking about, get them into private schools or homeschooling, which are good things. And where you can actually control the teachers, what they teach, and stuff like that. Because parents, supposedly, in early America, ran education. They dictated, basically, what their kids taught. That's no longer true. It's coming from top down. So whoever's running the system, whatever, you know, who's at the top. And, again, I've been in so many lawsuits over the years with public schools. And there is, the unions, the public school unions, the hierarchy of running the things now, they don't believe in, I'll be honest with you, the Bill of Rights, and they do not want students to talk back.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, if you look in the history of people who have done some of the most awesome things in history, there were kids who did talk back.
Exactly.
And if you want to teach them how to talk back, politely, but the fact that the kids are cowering today, that they're not teaching the Bill of Rights, I talk to law students who can't tell me what's in the First Amendment anymore. And
yeah, that's pathetic. Hey, John, to your earlier point, and what's happening educationally, it was reported this past week in the state of Washington, the kids are being trained. There's this, this syllabus teaching the kids to be wary of the police, to your earlier point, and all about race and, second graders being conditioned. Already, here we are as a people, I would think, for the most part, in trying to deal with the impact of, what people are calling systemic racism, but the evidence is not there for it. But yet, what's being taught is if there is evidence already, and it's a foregone conclusion, that racism has been running, totally amok in our country.
Yeah, to be honest with you, most people I talk to are not racist. I don't see it. I don't see that. They are racist, obviously. But we have to be careful how we teach that subject, by the way, because what's happening is, there is a force behind all this. I'm sorry. I don't know exactly how to talk about it. It's a philosophy, an idea that's been promulgated. But it's this idea is, how do you keep control of the people? You divide them, get them arguing. Get them hateful, and you can't get easy. Who's the person or who's the entity that comes in and controls things at that point? It's the government.
Right.
The government becomes the supreme thing of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the Constitution, it's we the people who are the supreme thing.
Right.
We should be running the show, but we don't. And the reason why we don't run the show is because we sit back and allow somebody else to do it. That's why I've been urging parents to get more involved in their education systems. Get down to the school board, meetings, and correct all this political correctness stuff where you can't have we had a case where a little kid wore, the little toy soldiers, he had them on the bill of his hat.
Mm-hmm.
That was considered a gun.
Yeah.
Wasn't there
a kid in, it was online, they were online, class setting, and, the teacher saw a gun, it was a plastic gun, and they called the police on him?
Yeah, that's the case that has promulgated us to move forward to get a good letter together for parents. It's Isaiah Elliott. Mm-hmm. He's a seventh grader at Grand Mountain School in Colorado, where he was in his home during a virtual class. He was just moving his gun back and forth. It was a green gun. It was called Zombie Hunter, so it was obviously, and the teacher recognized it as a toy gun, but...
Right.
She actually called the parent, but then called the police and had the police come out, and they threatened this kid that he was committing a crime possibly, and if they had to be called again, he could get in a lot of trouble. So he started weeping and crying, and this happened just a week ago. A 12-year-old, for moving his gun from left to right on the camera, and the teacher saw it maybe flash, but... And they actually said that the gun was in the environment of the school, basically, the school, but it was in the person's home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem we're seeing with this virtual education is the government's coming into our homes now, and when the government comes into your homes, you have to consider the Fourth Amendment. And most people, again, that we talk to, parents and stuff, have no idea that this is a Fourth Amendment issue.
Right.
But they shouldn't be doing surveillance in your home, watching everything you're doing. There was a case where a kid had a BB gun behind him on the wall,
right,
one of the gun racks, and he was reported for having an illegal weapon in his home.
Well, when we come back, John, we got to go to break. I want to break down the Fourth Amendment just a bit here, Venus, since you brought it up, and it's important, and we'll talk more about this opt-out letter for families to preserve privacy rights at home in the presence of virtual classroom surveillance. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
The
You know, it's ironic in this time of, a political contest and the emotions that are flying about. We have the cancel culture all colliding with, common sense has been tossed aside, John Whitehead, altogether here. And we've got all this information and all, in a sense, an environmental and cultural disease. This is, in a sense, another pandemic that has come upon us that is, really dumbing us down and, as I said earlier, conditioning us for some preconceived response here to benefit somebody. And if we're not smart about this, it's almost like we're cattle being, being driven into a prescribed destination. I just have this sense that we're being worked, Ben, because we're not aware, as you mentioned, whether it's a First Amendment right or a Fourth Amendment right, we've lost a North Star here. And this is on the heels of yesterday being Constitution Day. You think that we would reconnect with our North Star and our founding principles that serve to, keep us, from being dumbed down and being worked like we're being worked right now.
Well, with the people like Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, they're wanting to take down his statue at his own university now.
Yeah.
What we're seeing is, and that's the crazy thing, we're wanting to destroy history. We want to get rid of all the people who out there were pretty stark rebels. They were, but they said it clearly, and that's the kind of people that a society wants ultimate control, and that's where we're headed. When you have people like Bill Gates saying, what do we need schools for when we have virtual education? And a guy like Bill Gates looks at us, to the large corporations, you go down the line from Google, and Google admits it, they look at us as data bits more and more. And as artificial intelligence, by the way, takes control of the Internet, and it will, they say, by 2030. I mean, you're going to have basically robotic machines behind everything looking at us. So if there's a time ever to learn our rights and to correct these things, it's now. We only have, I would say, a squeak of time left, if you want to say that, just a very small time. And we're seeing it everywhere, the SWAT team raids, 80,000 a year. Now, most people don't know this, but the Department of Homeland Security has put undercover federal marshals in many schools across the country. And they're working with teachers to pinpoint, listen, behaviorism. They're pinpoint students that may be rebels. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they're doing.
Right.
You have undercover people acting as teachers, but they're actually policemen. You have the school resource officers now these are actual cases. A 12-year-old New York student who's hauled out of school in handcuffs for doodling on her desk with an erasable a marker that would erase. After a 12-year-old was handcuffed in jail, he jumped in a puddle, splashed some students. He was handcuffed and put in jail. In my day, we didn't even have police officers in schools. The teachers handled it and worked with the parents. And that's the key. If the teachers and the parents would work together, you wouldn't have any of this stuff to deal with.
Yeah, here we have police in school, like undercover police, as you mentioned, in school, and the curriculum is so goofy right now. We've got movements like the 1619 Project, this curriculum for second graders being conditioned that police are bad and they will kill you, and they particularly seek people of color in which to annihilate. I mean, you're a second grader. You have no context. You have no you have a minimal level of understanding. As you say, we're all being dumbed down, and we go to school to enlarge our knowledge, to expand our IQ, and all this is dumbing us down to our lowest common denominator, so that the masses can be better controlled. Right.
I think that's it. It's a global movement, by the way. It's a movement that's virtually everywhere. I mean, I talk to people today. I mean, when I have people tell me they're afraid, when they're mentioning a word, they say, I can't say the word, but I can do the initial.
Oh, shy. Yeah.
And I'm going, well, I'll fill that one in later. But, we're seeing that more and more, you know, when they're, we're doing away with language that may be minor offensive to someone who might hurt them. But here's the point. People like George Orwell and the great thinkers in the past said the key to freedom is you want people to be able to deal with words they don't agree with,
right,
or that they may think are awful, and debate the issue. But we're doing away with debate. And I've told school principals over the years who have said, we can't, I mean, when we had a case in California, by the way, where kids on Cinco de Mayo, some of the kids wore in American flags on their T-shirts. They were immediately pulled into their offices and told to remove the shirts, and they did. They took the shirts off. We helped with a lawsuit there. But the point is I told the school officials, debate this issue.
Exactly.
Why would you rip a shirt off of some kid? It's really stupid. Or one lone kid that we helped in one school who wore a Confederate flag on his shirt. And I said, well, I'm not a fan of the Confederate flag, but listen, let's debate the issue.
Yeah, why not?
Don't control speech. Let free speech reign in kids. Let them think freely.
Exactly.
And don't make them be afraid of the police, because you're leading them into a police state at that point.
Yeah.
Again, they're going to run and hide if they see somebody walking down the street that looks like a cop.
Right.
You don't want them to do that. They should be able to go up to that policeman under their constitutional rights and say, hi, how you doing, what you doing today, you know, and talk to them. But people are more and more afraid of the cops now. They're starting to run. I'm saying do not do that. You look at the former regimes, and that's what happened. Everybody got afraid of the authorities and started turning each other in. That's how you had concentration camps in Germany. They got afraid of the police, and people started being snitches for the police.
Right. Well, it's gotten out of hand, John. We've got a situation. I'm in California. I'm leaving back to Florida here in a few hours. Here you got two sheriff deputies that were ambushed. And the attacks on police that have been going on for the last 2-3 months on the West Coast. And, well,
yeah.
I mean, they say West Coast, but even in New York as well, in Baltimore, other areas. I mean, this, you know, you're going to have a pushback like anything. And then they're talking about the possibility of riots taking place if Donald Trump is reelected. And Donald Trump has made it known he's not going to tolerate any insurrection. Boy, we're being set up here. That's what I'm saying, is because
we've
run them
up.
Yeah.
We're being set up so we can be controlled, so they can crack our skulls and force us to go home and sit down and watch the television set, which we do for 150 hours a week, the average American. They're easy. As long as you're sitting and watching, you're easily controlled. And the issue, all the issues we're talking about, if people would just get up off their butts, they could change it. That's what democracy, representative government, is all about. And, again, that's what I've been trying to do for years, getting people to be very aware of your rights. The Bill of Rights is only 462 words. It takes you 5 minutes to read it. Teach it in your home, because they're not teaching it in the schools. Get your kids educated. And as you said, education precedes action. And maybe we can change these things around, but what I'm seeing is all the hate being pushed. It's being pushed through the mainstream media as well, and through.
No, they're not helping us at all. No doubt. John, real quick, we got about a minute and a half left here, and we've been dodging around this opt-out letter, and I want to at least give some time to talk about this opt-out letter for families to preserve privacy rights at home in the presence of these virtual classroom surveillance.
Yes, we have an opt-out letter that you can now go at Rutherford.org. You can download it, and it basically is a letter that will allow you to tell the school that they cannot violate your Fourth Amendment rights and report you and all this stuff like that. So I'd go to our website, download that, read it, and I would actually give it to your school if they're going to be teaching your kid in the home, because these cases we're seeing where kids are getting in trouble because they have a toy gun in their school and having police investigate them is scary stuff. So get this opt-out letter. It deals specifically with the Fourth Amendment. And so you put the school on alert. Maybe the parents can start teaching the teachers some few things about the Constitution.
And while you're there at Rutherford.org, hit the donate button, okay, and support all that the Rutherford Institute is doing for the sake of freedom and keeping us educated on our constitutional rights. Just an incredible amount of resources. If you've never checked out RutherfordInstitute.org, you're going to be amazed, and you're going to see this as a go-to resource as you continue to activate your citizenship. Because at the end of the day, John, this is what it's all about. It demands, we the people demand an activated citizenry, doesn't it?
we the people are the government. Let's get our butts in line and get moving.
Amen. John Whitehead, he is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, and author of Battlefield America. John, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Have a great day, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Howie Mandel here. Let's use this September, National Cholesterol Education Month, as a chance to make our heart health a priority. In these uncertain times, it's more important than ever to take care of ourselves, and that includes high cholesterol management. Be sure to make time for exercise, stick with your heart-healthy diet, and keep taking your statin medication as prescribed by your doctor. Take it from me, it's how I'm managing my own cholesterol, and my heart health is better than ever.
That was actor and comedian Howie Mandel on his heart health tips. While lifestyle choices can help manage high cholesterol, this may not be enough. For some, a cholesterol-lowering medication called a statin may be prescribed. However, despite the benefits, 50% of patients stop taking their statin within the first year, which may lead to increased cardiovascular risk. Patients should talk with their doctor about any challenges in sticking with their statin. Visit TakeCholesterolToHeart.com for information about starting the conversation. This report is sponsored by Kowa Pharmaceuticals America, Inc.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden saying President Trump should leave office now, even before Americans vote in November. During a CNN town hall last night, the Democratic presidential nominee said Trump should step down because of his poor response to the coronavirus pandemic, saying that Trump cares more about the stock market and winning re-election than he does about Americans' health. Meanwhile, Trump was at a rally of his own in Wisconsin, saying of Biden,
"He's been there for 47 years. He didn't do a thing. Now all of a sudden, in years where he was never considered smart, but now he's really not considered smart, and now all of a sudden he's going to do what he never did in 47 years.
What was Hurricane Sally heading off the East Coast now? At least two storm deaths are reported from it in Alabama and Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. John Zemarek with us, senior editor of Scream.org. John, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, but I'll tell you, we have so much stuff that's exploding right now. It is unbelievable. Of course, you're well aware of the Chinese virologist who flat out just said what the Chinese did in that Wuhan laboratory was no accident, that this is a military lab, and this was a man-made disease that they unleashed on the world.
Wow, that's exactly what Stephen Mosher has been saying for almost a year. You know,
yes.
Stephen Mosher? He's a
yes.
fellow who exposed the one child policy in China back when he was a grad student at Stanford in the 1980s. And he's been saying this forever. He's got a great book, The Bully of Asia, which
yes.
comprehensively documents how China is rising militarily and economically, is basically acting like the Nazi Germany in the 1930s, except it's arming faster than the Nazis did. But it is running concentration camps the way the Nazis did and bullying its neighbors the way the Nazis did. And in fact, its ideology is national socialism. They no longer really speak about international communism. They talk about socialism with Chinese characteristics. That is national socialism. And indeed, they're a bigoted, militant, chauvinistic regime that's persecuting ethnic minorities and religious groups. And, of course, Hollywood's happy to work with them, and the Democrats are happy to help them.
Yeah, not to mention corporate America as well, because you have these globalists who have jumped in to the deep end of the pool, have given them cover. I mean, John, as you mentioned, there was so much early evidence on this. This was not a big leap. What we heard from this Chinese virologist was more of a confirmation of the obvious. I mean, let's go back to Dr. Fauci himself, who sent over a team against the wishes of Barack Obama to help set up this Wuhan lab to begin with. His team was there for, I understand, about 18 months, and they came away saying, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're dangerous. So why would we not have a heads up? I mean, when they left, this was in 28, this was 2 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of creepy that Dr. Fauci was working with this lab just 3 years ago, and then like a year and a half ago said, well, you know, President Trump will probably face a global pandemic during his second term. And wouldn't you know, like the day after impeachment fails, everybody discovers that this pandemic is really serious.
Yes.
In fact, we have to tank the economy.
Yeah. And here it is. So the signs were there. And, of course, you know, you say science should be our big helpers. And I think the scientists have kind of abandoned the American people for the sake of their relationship with the Chinese. And when I say that, I don't mean to broad brush it, but certainly the scientists that should be heard have not been heard. And then to add to it, let's have big tech silence them, right?
Absolutely. Speaking of silencing, oh my gosh. Do you remember the movie The Matrix?
Yes.
When they insert one of their secret agents, the ones that hunt people down, it causes a glitch in The Matrix and you see some weird event repeat itself? Well, that happened on Fox News the other night. Newt Gingrich mentioned the fact that George Soros. Has spent tens of millions of dollars funding district attorney and prosecutor races all across the country to replace patriotic, law-abiding prosecutors with radical leftists like the ones who tried to prosecute the McCluskeys in St. Louis for defending their home from a mob. Well, Newt Gingrich mentions this, and the two hosts of the show he's on, I don't know if they heard something in their earpiece or their shock collars went off, but they sounded like robots. They both said, there is no reason to mention George Soros. Let us not bring Mr. Soros into this discussion. I mean, it was creepy.
Bizarre.
In real-life time.
Exactly. Melissa Francis, I'm surprised with her. I mean, she seems to be a lot more balanced. And, I mean, like, this is some surprise that George...
There was a producer yelling in her ear.
Had to be. And then, of course, Marie Harf, you expect her to respond in kind because, you know, she supports the Democratic Party. But to give George Soros cover on Fox, who would have thought we'd ever come to that day?
I mean, I expected next of them to put a sack over Newt Gingrich's head and
take him away.
Drag him out of the studio and throw him out of a helicopter.
Well, they probably would.
That's only if the Democrats win. If the Democrats win, it will become that blatantly obvious.
Well, as if it's not already. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, it's like going, well, wait a minute. I mean, this is all well documented. That Soros' footprint, handprint, every print is on all these.
He's not pretending otherwise. He's open about it.
Exactly.
It's in the newspaper, but you're not supposed to mention it.
Right. So now here we've always had mainstream media not mentioning it and doing everything, which is amazing to us that this continues right in front of our eyes. But then, as you said, big tech suspending the Chinese virologist's Twitter account. Facebook has already been, digitally removed. And here it is. Free speech in America is going almost gone.
You're not allowed to criticize the organization Black Lives Matter, which is openly a Marxist group whose three founders, one of whom was mentored by a terrorist linked to Bill Ayers at the Weather Underground. They admire Angela Davis. I mean, if you can't criticize a Marxist cult because, well, it's just not politically correct, you know, you're going to offend people. If you criticize that organization, some people might find that hurtful and they might feel unsafe. Meanwhile, people are actually unsafe in their homes when mobs attack them and the police come and take away their guns. That's what I'm writing about today, the latest case.
Exactly. No, and the thing, John, I mean, this is so insane to the point that we're surrounded, you know, not even by useful idiots anymore. I mean, this is all purposeful. This is diabolical. Our kids are being indoctrinated, according to another report in Washington, and God only knows how many other cities across the country already know. For example, the 1619 Project has been inculcated in over 3,400 educational institutions.
Wow.
And now we have this new curriculum that's being put out on second graders, John, to convince them that police are evil, they're not to be trusted, that they actually go out and hunt black people. This is what's being taught.
I didn't hear
schools.
About that one, but you know, that's the kind of insanity which arises when you have a new false religion take over. And what we're seeing is a false religion. This is not a political thing. This is the hysteria. This is the fanaticism of like the beginning of Islam, or the most fervid periods of the Great Awakening, when you had thousands of people speaking in tongues in open fields. This Great Awakening is a variety of false post-Christian religion. And I've got a piece at stream.org, probably the most important thing I've ever written. And if anyone is interested in my work, I hope they'll go find this. It's called If Progressive Christians Were Right, The Gospel Would Be a Cancer. If progressive Christians were right, the gospel would be a cancer. And what I do is I show how all this madness of political correctness and multiculturalism and self-hatred of Western culture, self-hatred of everybody who's white or from Europe, self-hatred of churches. It emerges from a heretical version of Christianity and a very particular distinct heresy, which is Jesus came and he overturned some of the things that Moses had done and flipped some of the Pharisees' expectations on their heads and, you know, singled out that he was going to look out for the marginalized and the rejected. He did all those things to show his divinity, to assert his authority. Because he was the Son of God.
Right.
What liberal Christians do is they look at what the church and even the Bible did and said, and they treat that like it's the Pharisees. In other words, the church has forbidden divorce and homosexuality and has endorsed the death penalty and endorsed national borders and, you know, you can fight wars in self-defense. All the teachings of historic Christianity.
We've got to go quick break. More from stream.org's one and only Dr. John Zemarek after this.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans. Tip of the day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues. You know, John, all this conditioning, all this mental conditioning that has been taking place, we're talking about the kids in school being re-indoctrinated. Of course, we know what's happening on the college campuses, and little did I know, I got to tell you, it was only recently that I heard about critical race theory training that has been happening in the federal government en masse. And our good friend Michael Rubin with the American Enterprise Institute was telling me, he goes, Bill, this has been going on for over 10 years. He says, I work for the government, I'm there in an advisory capacity, I have to sit through these training sessions, and I just negate them. It's the biggest bunch of manure that has ever been thrust. And Donald Trump, to his credit, finally, said, look it, enough of this critical race theory training. I want it out of the government right now.
Well, people need to realize this is not about justice for people alive today. This is about historical payback. My grandfather suffered segregation, so you are going to have to suffer it. My ancestors were slaves, so you are going to be jobless, or you're not going to have freedom of speech, or you're going to be kept out of college even though you're more qualified than my son is. It is historical vengeance and payback. It is group shaming, group think, group punishment. It reminds me of what happened, you know, all through the early 20th century when you had extreme nationalists and racists. You had the Nazis saying that the Jews own too many newspapers. Once you start saying somebody can't do something because of his ethnicity or his family background, that's extremely dangerous. But you see it all over the left now. I mean, all over the Black Lives Matter movement, there's anti-Semitism just barely below the surface. And we saw that Kamala Harris, who is going to be, who if the Democrats win, will effectively be the president. Right. She went to...
Well, she already made that announcement yesterday, didn't she? And backed by Biden. Biden even supported it. It was crazy.
The Harris administration.
Yes.
Well, because clearly this zombie here is not going to run the country.
Right.
So she met with Jacob Blake, the man who sexually violated a woman and invaded her home, and the cops were called on him, and he fought with the cops, wielding a knife, and they shot him, and as a result, they burned down a large part of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Right.
She goes and meets with the rapist and says how proud she is of him, and meets with his father, who is a Jew-baiting, obsessed anti-Semite.
Yeah.
What
about the woman who is still shaking, he violated the court order with? No,
I
didn't meet with her.
I want to do a TV ad of Kamala Harris, which says, "It smells like you've been voting Republican," which is playing off the disgusting thing that Jacob Blake said while violating this woman. I mean, it is just staggering that they're all the victims out there, the black crime victims, the Hispanic crime victims, the store owners, the old ladies, the women, the children who are terrorized in these neighborhoods by thugs like Jacob Blake. They are the losers. You know who's not going to lose by this? Rich white elitists whose kids go to $60,000 a year prep schools to take classes in critical race theory. They're insulated.
Yeah.
They're safe.
Yeah, but their kids are the ones that are going on the streets, busting windows, destroying jobs and businesses, sadly, according to the latest reports that we're starting to see. John, again, it is shameful but it's clear. And this is the reason why people of color and minorities are not walking but running to Donald Trump.
That's right, because they're going to be the victims. If you disband the police, do you think it's Highland Park or Park Avenue or Rodeo Drive that's going to suffer? They'll have private security forces in a minute. You know, if you abolish the police, it creates a vacuum that immediately gets filled by street gangs and then by political gangs, which are far worse. I'd rather have the Bloods and the Crips running my neighborhood than Black Lives Matter or Antifa, because if you just pay off the Bloods and the Crips, they might leave you alone. Antifa and Black Lives Matter want to brainwash you, take your children, take your guns, tell you what books to read, tell you what church to go to, tell you how to think, remake society, because they're Marxists.
Exactly.
What part of Marxists didn't you understand?
Yeah. Well, John, another thing you wrote about, and we've got about 6 minutes left, and I did want to give some time to this. Speaking of China, you posed the question, did U.S. bishops make a deal with the Democrats like the Vatican's alliance with China?
Oh, that's from a couple of weeks ago. That's worth looking at. It's kind of shocking to see some of the leaders of the U.S. Catholic bishops, like Cardinal Tobin of New Jersey, saying that, you know, it's kind of a toss-up between Joe Biden, who favors infanticide and forcing nuns to give out abortion pills, and caving into the Chinese government that's running concentration camps on the one hand, and Donald Trump on the other, because he's a little tougher on immigration. And he doesn't want to throw as much money at welfare programs. And that's really the thing. The bishops, 40% of the U.S. Catholic bishops' income, 40% comes from the taxpayer. Wow. It's done by a nonprofit contract. So like Catholic Charities, Catholic Immigration Services, all these front groups that the bishops run that do poverty work and are paid very handsomely by the federal government to do it. If the Department of Justice were to investigate the bishops shuffling pedophiles from one city to another, which they've done over 40 years, if the Department of Justice were to investigate that with a RICO case, the bishops would lose eligibility for that 40% of their income. It would go away overnight. The bishops don't want that. They don't want somebody who's going to look at their pedophile shuffling and enabling. And here's what's interesting. When Kamala Harris ran for district attorney in San Francisco, she was running against a Democrat who'd been investigating sex scandals in the church, this liberal Jesuit academy that had a long track record of raping kids. She ran against the prosecutor who was tough on the pedophiles. She got a ton of money from law firms that worked for the Archdiocese of San Francisco and that Jesuit school, rich left-wing Catholics. She got tons of rich left-wing Catholic money. She won. She was elected district attorney of San Francisco, and she never prosecuted a single priest sex abuser. All those files went in the trash. George Neumeier documents this in a great article at the American Spectator. So on the one hand, you got Kamala Harris persecuting pro-life journalists like David DeLayden, Joe Biden persecuting pro-life nuns like the Little Sisters of the Poor, and both of them persecuting the unborn and siding with the Chinese communists. But they won't get tough on the bishops for shuffling pedophiles, which some liberal Catholics are afraid that a Trump Justice Department in a second Trump term might actually look into that.
Yeah, you think?
I hope so. I'm the biggest cheerleader for that. I'm trying to make it so by talking about it. I'm trying to get someone to get to Bill Barr. But again, this is for after the election.
Right. Well, here we are again, kind of greasing the skids just a little bit here, and I appreciate you bringing that forward, John. How did the Catholic Church get this money? Who was the funnel? Was it Nancy Pelosi? And
Nancy Pelosi. Absolutely, yes. The Democrats in Congress and all these organizations like Catholic Charities and Catholic Relief Services, they're full of left-wing people of Catholic background. Maybe they don't even believe in the faith or go to church, but they're from – basically, they have Irish or Italian last names, and they grew up in the Democratic Party, and they want – they're do-gooders, so they go work for Catholic Charities. They get a nice, fat salary to – manage government poverty programs on the taxpayer time. So that's why the U.S. bishops, they issue almost 300 policy statements a year, as if they were a government in exile that should be running the U.S. They publish 300 policy things a year, and one or two of them mention abortion. One or two of them mention religious liberty. The rest of them are all about more money. Give us more money from the government, and we'll dispense it to the poor and pretend that it's charity. It's not charity when the government pays you as a contractor to dispense money and you get a cut. That's not charity.
No,
that's like
exactly.
A pyramid scheme. They shouldn't call it Catholic Charities. Mm-hmm. They should call it the Catholic pyramid scheme.
Right, exactly. Well, this is no different than what the Chinese are doing on American businesses, the NBA, just go right on down the list. I mean, this is influence peddling, and they've got some suckers that are buying into it. And meanwhile, devoted Catholics like you and me are being compromised in their name.
Well, look, the Vatican took $2 billion from China, according to Breitbart News, the whistleblower, and that was part of their deal where they sold out the Catholics of China and endorsed the Chinese Communist government as the best example of Catholic social teaching, according to Bishop Marcello Sorondo. But they got $2 billion from the Chinese government, and the Vatican's broke. I mean, it is staggering. These foreign powers and globalists and big corporations are carving up the United States the way the colonial powers carved up Africa in the 19th century.
Amazing. No wonder the likes of Joe Biden say, why are you giving me a bad time when all these other organizations around the world are doing worse than what I'm doing?
That's right. That's right. And Joe Biden just wants the White House as a participation trophy. Yeah. He'll be president, and then in March or April 2021, he'll have a health problem and he'll go retire. Maybe he'll go to a nursing home in Albany, and Andrew Cuomo can arrange for him to die peacefully and quickly, COVID or something.
Well,
he killed off all the other nursing home residents in New York State.
Now, John, as always, we appreciate your insight and all the great work that you do, along with the team at stream.org. Dr. John Zemeric here on Bill Martinez. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach.